This episode is sponsored by the On With Origins podcast. Learn how credit union experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. On the show today, we have economist and futurist and Origins Lending Tech Live keynote, Andy Bush. He is here giving us a few highlights from his keynote entitled Future Economy and Growth Opportunities. Great, great stuff here from Andy, so check it out. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our show. And on today's program, we have economist and futurist and the Origins Lending Tech Live keynote, Andy Bush, with us. Andy, how are you, sir? Good to see you.
Yeah, it's great to be with you, Mike. Great to be talking to you again. Like we did talk out in Spokane last year, so looking forward to this.
Yeah, because we were at the Go West Max conference or convention last year in Spokane last fall, and I was emceeing, and I got to introduce you as one of the keynotes there, so I get to do it again. So this is great.
Yeah, definitely. I love this space. There's a lot going on in it, so it's exciting.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. Financial services, very exciting these days. So, but your topic at Origins' Lending Tech Live is going to be future economy and growth opportunities, and really excited to see what you have to say there. So can you give us a brief overview, and then maybe we'll dive into a couple of details?
Yeah, sure. So I'm a little bit different than most economists. You know, there'll be some people that call themselves futurists, and they're really smart, but they'll come and talk to you about, like, I don't know, like asteroid mining, which is interesting, but not really applicable to your industry. So it's not super helpful. What I try to do is ground my economic futurism in what is happening in the industry. So all of the presentations that we do for clients is grounded specifically and tailored to the audience that we're speaking to.
Right on.
And so we have really the spine of what I do is a little bit unique. Because I believe that what's missing from most presentations is context. In other words, if you don't know where you've been, you certainly can't figure out where you are, and you'll never see where you're going. So that's the core of what we do. We do a past, present, and future on the economy. We really break it down into four sections. One is the economy. Another section is going to be on public policy, spending bills, things like that. Maybe a little bit of regulation thrown in there. The next section is on trends, you know, things that have been supercharged like COVID or Ukraine war or climate. And we put it all together. And then at the end, we show where we see future growth opportunities are for the economy and probably specifically for the industry overall. And I think that's really fun for what we do. And it's quite impactful, I think. And I give the audience something a little bit different in the sense that I give them homework at the end so that they need to do some additional research on their own so they can dive into some of these areas for growth opportunities.
I like it. Giving the audience a little homework. I like that. Keeps them on the edge of their seat for sure. So in your opinion, what are some key factors that have led us to this point of significant economic change? Because there's some incredible things that are going on, to be politically correct. Here, it's just
it's really from an economic standpoint, we're still feeling the effects of COVID, in the sense that we had the economy shift very strongly towards demand for manufactured goods when nobody could go into the office, right? And so spending on services went down significantly, mm-hmm. spending on goods went up significantly. Yeah. Well, that generated a lot of inflation in the goods sector, which the Fed made the mistake of thinking, oh, it's going to be contained and transitory. Then right as we were reopening in 21, 22, we had the Ukraine war. And then all of a sudden, inflation wasn't temporary or transitory, and it really exploded. That's when you got your CPI at 9%, and the Fed shifted gears and started raising interest rates.
Yep.
So that's kind of the overall context, I think, to some extent, to take a look at how things are. The other aspect that I think is really interesting that's unique is still coming from COVID. During the outbreak, a lot of countries found out that they could not manufacture the healthcare products that they needed to really sustain themselves through the outbreak.
Yeah.
And so I think a lot of people realize that, hey, you know, China manufactures a lot of things, and maybe we're just a little bit too dependent on them for those things. So there's been a movement to shift that dependence from being dependent, you know, on China to more what we would call friendshoring or reshoring or, you know, domestic manufacturing. And so from that, you now have some changes that are going on where, you know, you're thinking about not only healthcare products, but also rare earth metals. You're thinking about things that go into EVs. Are we overly dependent on China for that as well? So there's that going on. And then politically, I think what's interesting is we've had this major shift where in the past, we used to be, you know, the United States used to be at the forefront of leading free trade. That's no longer the case. Countries have turned inward. We're doing more regional trade agreements and tariffs are still out there. So what we've seen, and I think also to contextualize this for the audience, is for people to understand that we've seen a major shift from economic needs, which is where we used to focus a policy and the government, to really political wants.
Yeah.
And so on that front, as an example, it's the United States saying, hey, we don't want to send these high-end chips to China anymore because we think they could use them for military applications. And then in turn, China saying, you know what? We're not going to send out as much rare earths to the United States.
Oh.
See how you guys do with that. So that's just an example of that shift to focusing on political wants versus economic needs.
Oh, what a world we're living in right now. Goodness gracious. But yeah, it's exciting nonetheless. So what are some of the strategies that you plan to discuss in your session that businesses, credit unions in this case, can adapt to navigate and even thrive in the face of such rapid economic changes that we're experiencing right now?
Yeah, it's to recognize these changes that are going on and take advantage of them. You know, there's a lot of things that are happening when it comes to, let's say, demographics in the United States. We've had obviously a surge on the border where we've had a lot of people come into the United States.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
While that has really caused a lot of political upheaval, I will tell you from the standpoint of getting working age population into the country, that's a really good thing because we were super flat going forward. And that is problematic for growth because if, you know, GDP is simply number of workers times productivity. So like, if number of workers are going down or is flat, then you have to jack up the productivity. So that's something that's interesting.
Okay.
But overall, that's still going to be a challenge as the baby boomers retire.
Yeah.
So talent acquisition is a real issue. And I'll cover that as a strategy. Clearly, AI, everybody's talking about it. But I'll present a structure which I give you the opportunity or give you the pathway by which you can not only educate yourself, but also to look for opportunities of how you apply this to your industry and how credit unions can really take advantage of it. And I think that's what's exciting. It's really leveling the playing field when you're using a lot of these apps that are simply built. I mean, the stuff's available for people to utilize that makes a smaller financial institution on par with a larger one in some of the ability to interact with clients in a very efficient way. So we'll talk about that. And I think there's just a lot out there that can really be taken from what seems to be theoretical or seems to be otherworldly when it comes to AI and actually make it applicable to the industry.
See, I'm glad you're saying it because I think we all went through the big hype cycle of AI last year with ChatGPT making all the headlines, obviously. But now I think 2024, we're calming down about AI now. We're kind of seeing the more practical usage of it and like, okay, how can we really apply this in a real world circumstance rather than, like you said, we're going to go, you know, mine some minerals from an asteroid somewhere. That's not really applicable right now. But I think what we can do with AI, and I think what you're going to be talking about is going to be really refreshing and practical, which is what we need right now, especially in these times of hype. We're hyping so many things right now. But I think what you're going to say is going to be really relatable as well. So yeah, so we're going to be looking forward to that. So having said that, what do you hope that credit unions will take away from your session and apply? Because obviously credit unions it's a very niche industry, but it serves so many people out there, especially the underrepresented people as well, or folks out there. So what do you hope folks take away from your talk?
Yeah, I mean, there's opportunities. Look, the economy is slowing down. I mean, we can't sustain a 5% GDP rate, which is what we saw in the third quarter of last year. Fourth quarter was above 3%. you know, going forward, it's going to slow down, but it's not going to crater at any time. That I want to be really clear about that. And there's reasons why I'll present in the keynote. But I would say, you know, we've gone through some interesting times. There's a lot of volatility that's gone on, and there's a lot of uncertainty that's out there. The number one thing I would tell people is this: it's really hard to have a recession when everybody has a job and there's 9 million jobs looking for a home, right? So that's the thing. You really have to keep that in mind. Like, don't doom scroll as much as you are right now. That's what I tell people. It's like, there's a lot, you can find bad news wherever you want. And
Completely.
whether it's on Twitter or X or Facebook or wherever you get your news, it's always there. It's much more difficult to dive just a little bit below that to see where the growth opportunities are and the positive things that are happening. Inflation's come down. Interest rates will come down a little bit this year. Jobs are still really plentiful. So, like I said, you know, even though we're going to a very tumultuous season with it, with the 2024 elections, try to understand that that's just a lot of noise going on, and you really want to look for the signals that are out there, and those signals remain pretty robust.
Yeah, I think there's an optimistic outlook for 2024 for sure. There's light at the end of the tunnel, so to speak. So, but then there's that whole election thing going on as well toward the end of the year, which will make things interesting too. So good stuff here, Annie. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to your talk this summer. Again, the Lending Tech Live will be Origins' Lending Tech Live will take place June 25th and 27th in San Diego, California. Hopefully we'll be dried out by then. But yeah, come out here and enjoy the sunshine and enjoy Andy's keynote. And anything else to add to wrap up before I let you get back to work, Andy?
No, we'll have a lot of fun at the conference and a lot of fun at the presentation. I'll actually give you a crystal ball that is available to everybody, and it sounds hokey, but it's really pretty powerful stuff. So, and my slides will be available to everybody so
Oh,
they can
cool.
download.
Okay, good stuff. And taking it from experience, I've seen you do a keynote before at Max last fall. Andy's a lot of fun and so many takeaways as well. So be there, all right? So, and that said, Andy, thank you so much for your time and appreciate it. And we'll see you this summer.
Yeah, my pleasure.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. This episode is sponsored by the On With Origins podcast. Learn how credit union experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results.